AB9 and then mobile monitoring.
Any EMH mobile?
Good morning, Mr. Drake. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf on the Link system.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Jim. How are things up there?
Hey, things up here are just okay. Last I heard, you were down in Grand Rapids or traveling around. Where are you off to today? Anywhere exciting?
I'm going to Sheboygan, but I wouldn't call it exciting.
Well, you know, it's been a long time since I've been up to Sheboygan, so, yeah, well, it could be exciting, but your task is probably an indoor task, and that wouldn't be too much fun.
I'm just doing tests and tunes on radios. I'm going to be at the sheriff's department for the next 3 days, and then Monday, I think I'm doing EMS. The next day is a makeup day for any radios that were missed. So, doing the same thing for the next 5 days.
Hey, you know, it pays the bills. That's a good thing.
This is very true. I started my GPS for my travels over there, and I have to head to the shop first. And it keeps freaking out because it's like, you're going the wrong way. But I'm like, right, but you don't know about my stop that I got to make first.
Yeah, you know, some of the notifications, turn around at the next right turn. You kind of go, well, what you talking about?
Well, the best part is I can look at the, I can look at it on the screen here, and it's like trying to figure out a new route that's better, but the route's not really that much better, and it's just having a heck of a time. But, anyway, I'll be right back. I'm just about to pull into the shop. I gotta grab the other monitor, and then I'll be right back on the road. Hey, EMH, mobile.
Alpha Charlie, it's Delta Golf. Listening, putting the radio on scan.
Hey, EMH, mobile.
Hey, welcome back. I got a question for you on your GPS.
Yeah, go for it.
Have you installed any of the other languages that talk to you in, well, mine talks to me in Australian.
Well, for long trips, I primarily use Waze. And, I just kind of set it to, I don't really even use the voice, I just turn it off. I just have the screen pulled up and I just look at it whenever I need to turn or whatever. Or it just dings whenever I need to turn. So that way it's not yapping at me and interrupting my music. But I know Waze has this function where you can actually, you can make a custom voice with custom announcements and whatnot. And, I always thought that was interesting because that could get interesting real fast.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I used that Waze. I don't remember that term, but I hacked my Garmin. You know, when you approach a school zone, instead of it going just bong bong, it goes little wallabies ahead.
That's pretty good. I thought about going through Waze and just whenever it needs me to do something, it finds any possible way to insult me because that could be hilarious. I don't know, something like that. But I don't use. use the voice announcements. I just use the little beeps, and, again, it doesn't interrupt my music, which is crucial.
Well, it is kind of funny when I'm talking on the radio and the GPS voice comes on and gives me some information, and of course it gets broadcast over the air. It's interesting. It's, you know, hey chap, oi chap.
Yeah, I'm like, great, thanks for yapping while I'm yapping and then discombobulating whatever I was yapping about, and now I got to start over.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, I've kind of tuned it out, so I'm kind of used to it. But, you know, if I've got passengers in, they get, well, interesting kind of comments.
Yeah, you'll have that, that's for sure. Oh, man. Well, what's on the agenda for today, Mr. Jim?
Well, I was just watching 9 and 10 News. There's rain coming across the big lake here, so I don't know. I was going to tear apart my lawnmower carburetor because it's, well, what do you call it, surging or chugging? I don't know what you call a carburetor that goes, you understand it. Changes the throttle until it warms up. I think that means there's particles in that little needle valve. I don't know.
Yeah, usually when that happens is it's because it's running lean, and either the boil is like almost out of gas, or is basically running on, there's nothing in it, or that's usually what it is. Because if the needle and C is stuck, it just keeps filling the bowl. And then it overflows, and then it just dumps gas into the engine, so, yeah.
You know, I was researching on my car, you know, when I was supposed to change out the points. And I realized, after kind of a stupidity question here, it's been 25 years since a car had points.
Yeah, gone are the days of vehicles that have distributors for spark. Yep, that's, you've got individual coils. Actually, like 15 years ago, the minivan that I used to drive, it didn't have individual coils. It still had the central ignition blocks or whatever. It had a single coil in it, and then it distributed the spark wherever it needed to go. It was a really expensive module. I never had to replace it, but glad I didn't have to.
Yeah, the only downside is now you've got, 11 different modules, each one at $150 a piece. You have to troubleshoot instead of just one, ECM or whatever they call them.
Well, the nice thing about having the individual coils is that it makes it a lot easier to troubleshoot, like, which one is wrong. You know, you just pull one module out, or one coil out, and you put it on a different plug, and if the misfire follows the coil, well, then you found your problem. But if it doesn't, then you got to dive deeper. So I guess it has that advantage. You can figure out if you got a bad spark plug a little easier.
Ah, true. Yeah. I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out the tool to replace an oxygen sensor, so don't ask me about that. But I did have a question on your POV. How did you end up with all the suspension work, suspension system? Did you get that all finished?
Well, I did all that. I replaced the ball joint on the two ball joints on the passenger side, and got the alignment done, and for like 2-3 weeks the car felt really tight and really good and drove really great. It did a little bit of tram lining, but I didn't blame the, you know, suspension or alignment for that, because, well, the tires had worn a little weirdly, and they were kind of uneven, so I was just kind of waiting for them all to wear down and get kind of evenish again, and Well, now it's got toe out in the front, so the alignment's out again, and it's all sloppy and loose and stuff, and it's weird. I jacked up the front of the car, did the good old 9-to-3 check and the 12-to-6 check, and everything feels really good, and there's no slop, so I kind of have a suspicion that whoever did the alignment didn't tighten down the jam nut or something like that. I didn't check that far. I didn't pull the wheel off or anything to check the tie rod ends and everything, but when I did the suspension work, the tie rod ends and the inner tie rods looked fine. They looked a little older, but they didn't look, you know, worn out. They still had some resistance when trying to twist them, and they didn't feel all knocky and loose or anything, so that's not it. And yeah, I'm kind of scratching my head on this one.
You know, I wonder, I've never thought about it, but does, like, those tie rods contract and expand based on ambient air temperature, you know, with warmer air? I never thought about this. If you align it when it's cold, does that throw things off when the temperature goes up? I never thought about that.
Well, the material they're made out of, it expands and contracts at a rate, at a rate so low that, like, it's not an amount that would be noticeable on your alignment. I mean, it might be 0.01 degree. You know, like, we're negligible difference. You know, you're not going to notice something like that.
Yeah, I know. The way I go through tires, so a 50,000-mile tire lasts about 40,000 for me, so I know I'm off alignment just because of tire wear. That's about the only way I know. And I can't drive using my knee on the steering wheel instead of having to have a hand.
Okay, technically, I think every 20 or 30,000 miles or something like that, you're supposed to get in alignment. Which, I mean, I don't know how much longer my car's going to go for. I don't know if it's going to make another 20 or 30,000 miles. It might, who knows? I'm not going to specifically say it's going to. But, I mean, that's what I've been doing. I got the car, redid the suspension work, got an alignment, and then drove it another 30,000 miles, and then got another alignment, and then then more suspension parts started falling apart, so of course, you know, replaced all that and you gotta get an alignment every time you touch the suspension in that regard, so I did that. Personally, I want to make sure that my stuff is aligned, because the tires that I have in the summertime are not cheap. They're like $300 a tire, because yay Michelin Pilot Sports. But, you know, getting 40,000 miles out of a tire that's, you know, rated up to 50,000, you're still doing pretty good. I wouldn't really worry about that, but, yeah, of course, maybe if you did get an alignment, you might get up to 50,000 or a little more, but, you know, 40,000, that's still pretty respectable.
Alpha Charlie, Delta Golf here. Well, you know, fortunately, the state of Michigan doesn't have any potholes, so I never have to worry about alignment. Hi. Hey, with that thought, I'm going to go over back to Mr. Coffee. You have a safe travels.
I know what you mean. All right, Mr. Jim, well, enjoy the coffee. I clearly haven't had enough today. I might have to go get more, so we're going to keep mobiling along. Any DMH mobile.
Mobile.
going to your stomping ground today? Again.
Doing what? A little broken on that one.
I'm heading to again.
All I got was I'm headed to, and I got.
The hills are ruining my day.
Hey, that's much better.
I'm going to Sheboygan again for the umpteen thousandth time.
It's on today's agenda.
Oh, the next few days I'm doing all the radios for the sheriff's office. And then next Monday I'm doing EMS. And then I think the day after that's a makeup day.
Right on. Just same thing, firmware updates.
Firmware update and test and tune.
Firmware updates and what?
Test and tune.
Ah, okay. Yep. Yep, that makes sense. Still waiting to see when the sheriff's department's going to get new radios.
What was that last part?
Still waiting to see when the sheriff's department's going to get new radios. I'm going to use this one, because it seems to work over here. Find out how many of them are A models. And so far a good chunk of them have been BMs. Which means it could be potentially less expensive. Yeah, you're not doing super great copy, but not great. That doesn't surprise me. There's very few BNs in the wild up here. But even the BNs will either have to be reflashed or new ones purchased because they don't have hardware encryption or multi-key.
All right, that's what I was getting at. And they have to be reflashed, so best case scenario. All of the mobiles that I've seen, with the exception of one, have all been
I'm gonna mute now. And then it's just
though it's not lenient in any regard on that. And, that's no bueno, because everybody knows. Not everybody's radio is going to be right on 146.14 within 50 hertz. Like, that's just unrealistic. MTR-2000s don't really seem to care too much. But 3000s are like, they have a stroke of it. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, I'd say eventually we should swap it out for a 2000. But I don't know. Still talking about demolishing that tower, so what's the point?
Well, I did throw some suggestions Nelson's way, so whenever that topic gets brought up again, hopefully that has a positive influence. Whenever that topic gets brought up again, I'll be there. Because it's really not as scary to maintain it as people may make it out to be.
No, I agree. It's really not that bad. Especially that one. There's virtually no, absolute worst case scenario, the thing topples over. What's it going to do? Get a couple of trees? Oh no.
Or cover the road, just unbolt it, and then use a truck with a push bumper and push it out of the way.
Right, yeah. I mean, Sawzall out there will take care of that. But, yeah, I mean, if it was around a bunch of structures or something, I'd be like, yeah, that's way too much liability to take on. But it's out in the middle of nowhere, in the woods. Absolute worst case scenario, it falls over, nothing's going to get hurt.
And, like, a pretty modest grant, like 30 or 40 grand, as long as you math everything out correctly, it can get you about a decade. Well, it should give you enough time to figure out another source of income or another grant of some sort. And then it'll be set for another 10 years.
Well, I know there was a Christian radio station that wanted to broadcast from there. I don't know where that spanned out, but I mean, there's your income right there.
Oh yeah, that would pay for the whole thing.
Yeah, it would be nice to retain that site and not have it drop to the ground.
Well, if BCE, CPSC, a buddy of mine and I might split it, because I'd hate that site go away.
I didn't copy most of that.
All right, I'm back on the 7-4. I was going to say that if CPSCO isn't able to purchase it or, you know, maintain it, a buddy of mine and I have been thinking about, you know, if something doesn't pan out with that, him and I would split it. And, because I'd really hate, that's a nice sight, I'd hate to see it go away.
Yeah, I agree. 7-4 is getting rough for me.
Rickville at Westport Lake Road. It's getting rough. I'm going to switch over to the 19.
Well, I'm listening to myself through my phone. I've got one of my AirPods in. Surprisingly short amount of latency, too. But I'm, like, almost full climbing into the 7.4, and I maybe have the 7.4, like, a quarter to half scale. But granted, the antenna's on the north side, and it's right up against the tower, and it's only a 4-bay compared to the, well, what used to be an 8-bay at the top.
I can hear the 19 much better now. That was weird. What are you using? Have you played around with that QSO1 very much? I see they added DMR to the mix.
I haven't. QSO1 is an Android app. I use a Peter phone on my phone. And then I use Droid Star for anything else. Because the iOS version still works.
Oh yeah, that's right. QSO1 does work on Windows, too.
You're talking to a Linux person.
I know you still got Windows somewhere.
Yeah, I do. It's in a VM. I've actually been setting that VM up for, all my Motorola software, so I can still program stuff, which has been working fairly well. I tried to get all the software to work in Wine, like to run it kind of natively in Linux, but then I was like, oh wait, there's no Linux drivers for Motorola radios that use USB. I can do it for the radios that are like the Radius series, the CM200s, CM300s, all the old analog radios that didn't use IP to communicate with the software. I can do that in Wine. That'll work fine. But Turbo, Apex, Astro 25. Oh, Astro 25 I can do if I use the serial port programming cable. That'll work. But, yeah, anything that uses IP, forget about it.
Yeah, I'll just stick to Windows like a normal person and not have to worry about that.
I don't know, man. It's been really nice not having Microslop ask me if I want to use OneDrive every 5 minutes, or if I want to use Copilot for something, or if I type something in the search bar and then press enter and it decides, instead of searching for said application, it does a web search for said application. Which, the web search thing is something I've never ever wanted to do in that search bar in the entirety of my time using Windows 11 or Windows 10.
Yeah, that does get annoying. I'd like this program, please. I know it's installed on my computer. Start typing it. Oh, here, let me take you to Bing on Microsoft Explorer. No thanks. Get out of here with that crap.
My favorite part was the Linux search, is I installed my own, like, search for the start menu that it's got. It uses, like, a different algorithm or whatever. I can type two letters, and it knows exactly what I'm looking for. every single time. Oh, you mean it works like it's supposed to? What a concept. N8APX Mobile. I know, it's hard for you Windows users to believe, but, you know, I type two letters. I press enter. I don't even have to look at the answer. It doesn't even have enough time to pull up the answer. I press enter, and it pulls up the right program. Like, it's just magic, man. Awfully fancy. It sounds nice, but trying to be in a different operating system that I don't know would throw me for a loop. Actually, it was a little bit of a learning curve, but I immediately dove into being a power user. That's kind of how I, that is the most obnoxious Subaru I've heard in my life. I always jump into trying to be a power user. I did that with macOS like 5 years ago. The biggest thing was just trying to learn where everything was. After you figure out where everything is, it's not too bad. I mean, you don't even have to go into an internet browser to install programs. On the distro I use, Manjaro, you can install pretty much anything you would need right from the Discover app in KDE on the desktop environment. You just click install, boom. It installs whatever you want. Every game that I've tried to play in Steam, I didn't even think about compatibility. I just said install and then clicked play. With the exception of 2 games out of my library of like 150, every single one of them has worked. It's been a pretty seamless experience. It's only when I'm trying to do stupid nerd stuff is when I have to, you know, leverage outside knowledge on, like, Google or whatever. And then I find myself in some stupid Reddit thread for a really weird niche problem, and then it ends up with people fighting about which distro is better, and then some random dude saying, I use Arch, by the way, which nobody asked. And then I just use an LLM and say, this is my problem. And then it gives me an answer on how to fix it. And then so I can learn it, I just say, okay, how does this work and why?
You know, everybody craps on Reddit. But when you're 4 hours deep into trying to figure something out, and that one person on Earth had the same problem 10 years ago, you're really thankful for it, because it comes through. I was going to say, doing the normal stuff might be fine, but I still want to see you try and get OP25 running and get GNU Radio to work without it being an absolute nightmare.
Thanks for the next project on the list.
That was like the one and only thing that I ever tried to tackle where I just couldn't get it.
But
that was before the age of AI. That was me going through Reddit posts and weird corners of the internet trying to find directions and compiling it all by hand in the terminal. And I spent about 8 to 10 hours trying with that, and it was a complete fail, and I hated it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get my RSP1A out and see if I can get OP25 to go. If I can, I'll show you how I did it. And then I want to know, is there a way I can give it kind of a user interface like SDR trunk, but better? Yeah, I mean, there's really nothing in it that I want that SDR trunk's not already doing for me. It's just the principle. Like, I tried and it failed, and I just, it's never sat with me that it beat me. Yeah. Anyway. Adding more things to the list, although after next week, that list is going to be hopefully getting shorter because I'll have time. TM. Yeah, when does the new job start? Not this Monday, but the following. Right on. Well, that's cool. Hopefully you get all the Sheboygan County stuff done. Because I'd be scared of what will happen once you're not there. Well, I won't, because I know who would be doing it. But I've got 5 days left. And I've got 2 service monitors and 2 laptops, so. Best case scenario, I can do 2 radios every 10, 15 minutes. Oh, crap, you're going to lose your service monitor, aren't you? I already got a backup plan. I hope so, because my 7000 is really bad. I've been needing to have that aligned for a long time. When are you going to be near TC next? July 5th. We're coming down to the air show at the Cherry Festival. I will see what I can do. Okay. Or run over to my house on your lunch break. I actually haven't been doing lunch breaks on this because I've been trying to get back home at a decent hour every day instead of getting home at 7 or 8 p.m. and then feeling like I have no time to do anything at all that I need to do at home. Yeah, I feel that. Well, if it's easier, just pick it up, take it home with you, do it, and then bring it back. Yeah, I'll see if I can do that. God, when was the last time I touched that? It was probably, what? It's got to be over 3 years now. Yeah, I would say 3 to 4 years. It was when we were doing all that work up in Mackinac City. It's been a while. A couple other radios that I think need it, but not as desperately as the 7000 does. I'm pulling into the office. I'll catch up with you in a bit. If you see Jeremy this morning, tell him I said hello. And at 8 p.m. I don't know if I'll see him today. My main point of contact is Ron, so. But, if I see him, I will say hello. I haven't seen him in a while anyway, so he'll probably recognize me. I need to give him trouble. Thank you.
99NN mobile monitoring.
KCAVSU, somebody trying to access the repeater, please identify.
KBCW.
KBCW Mobile.
KBCW monitoring.
Hey, Joe. What's going on?
Nothing.
Where are you at? I'm getting those like three words, and that's about it.
KBCW Mobile. KBCW Mackinac City. Thank you.
is NHJXQ.
All right. NHJXQ from Whiskey 8 Romeo, top of mic. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Romeo Papa Mike. This is an AKXQ. The name here is Brad. Have we met?
I'm not sure. Your call is a little familiar. Is it Juliet X-ray, X-ray Quebec?
There's only one X-ray there, so it's Juliet X-ray Quebec. And I usually hang out over on the 8-6 machine in Traverse City.
Yeah, I'm pretty confident we've talked once or twice before. My name is Ron Arvidoska, November, and I'm on the 1-9 in Petoskey. I'm sorry, yeah, the 1-9 in Petoskey at the moment. Heading home to get some paperwork done to prepare for evening meetings.
Okay, well, very good. I'm returning back to Traverse City. After a long day of driving, I was downstate visiting my sister who just got out of the hospital. And I am on M117 coming up on Kingsley right now.
All right. Well, I'm kind of assuming you're on a Traverse City box, then. Maybe the 8-6. I don't know if you're in range of that yet or not. But all right, well, happy to hear of your parole. Hope all is well, and you'll get to enjoy the upcoming hot spell, I guess. We're all supposed to be in the 80s and 90s here in a week or so.
Yeah, I'm just hoping this rain blows through so we can have field day this weekend. So I'm in the Cherryland Club, and I'll be captain of the VHS station. So we're going to be doing 6 meters and 2 meters over at that station. And, of course, we'll be doing all that HF stuff also.
What site are they using this year? I'm not a big field day guy. I will check in and give people some contacts. Our group, the Gaylord Club, the Northern Michigan Radio Club, usually does a small showing at the local college, and I've attended that. When I was downstate, I attended, you know, the South Lyon a couple times and the Useka a couple times, but just not my thing, not to any extent. I missed the Monroe Slop last Sunday, missed the Midland Slop on Saturday, but just too far to drive these days, you know. When it was an hour to Monroe, it was no big deal. Now that it's 3 hours, or more like 4, to be honest with you, because I'm in Sheboygan County, so I just can't justify the drive.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but I moved up here to Traverse City I moved to Traverse City from upstate New York about 3 years ago. My family all lives downstate, like around Washtenaw County, Ann Arbor area, so I've gotten really good at making the drive back and forth. Break? Yeah, so the radio club in Traverse City is the Cherryland Radio Club, and we are meeting, and well, we always meet for field and a apple orchard, cherry orchard, of course, up northwest of Traverse City, about a 20-minute drive up on the Leadlandall Peninsula.
Gotcha. Well, sounds like a great location. I've seen a bunch of stuff around, people activating here, there, and everywhere. They're having a ham radio open house at one of the local, for lack of a better word, a Discovery Center, a place called Raven Hill. I'm not sure what group is in charge of that, but I saw that on social media today. It looked kind of interesting. I'm conflicted out with some other obligations on Saturday in the afternoonish, but if I have the opportunity to make it by somewhere, I will try. I don't know if
what the weather's supposed to be like this weekend. I'm surprised that we're as cold as we are here. I mean, it's been highs in the 60s. I'm just on my way back from Charlevoix. It was 62 degrees, I think. And at present, as I go wind my way around Pickerel Lake and Crooked Lake and places like that, it's a balmy 71 degrees here, but I don't know if I even believe that. And with the overcast, it just seems cooler.
Yeah, it's not going to be sticky hot this weekend, and I'm okay with that. I'm going to be camping out of the orchard, the other guys. I have a tent. Some of the other guys have RVs with air conditioning, so they're going to have a good time. I went out last year, and we set up 6 meters for the first time, and we made only one contact at 6 meters. But I'm going to open out there for 6 meters again this year and see what happens. So I've got a Masan antenna that I built, 6 meters, and so we got some directionality, and they're mostly pointing into the south, hoping we can pick up somebody down to the south. Of course, being here in northern Michigan. But like I said, we only had one contact last year in 6 meters, and I haven't done the 2 meters, but I'm told you make all your 2 meter contacts in the first hour of field day.
Well, if you're doing any 2 meter sideband, I can probably give you a contact. I'll be at my campsite station for most of the weekend down in the Charlevoix area, which is about 45 miles from home for me. Your signal's getting a tad rough. I've been able to pull you out, but you went from being full quieting to sometimes you're only 50%. I don't know if it's just terrain or what. But just heard you yell, wanted to let you know everything worked. And sometimes I'm amazed how busy these boxes are during the day, during the week, and other times it's just, just a desolate wasteland.
Okay, Ron, well, you're getting loud and picket fancy also, maybe it's a good time to sign off. Thank you for coming back. I am, I'm over here in Kingsley right now, heading up to Tri City. So, best 73 from Brad, NATSQ. We'll talk again sometime.
All right, Brad, very, very good. I was on flea power. I just pushed the button, and that should solve that problem. There's a lot of overlap with the 519 and the 674, and a little bit with the 511, and a little bit with the 6.7, and, it's nice to have choices. Again, welcome home, watching gas prices climb. Oil prices fell $30 a barrel, and gas at the pump went up 30 cents overnight. I just don't understand. Anyway, all right, enjoy the rest of your trip, and good luck in the contest. Hopefully 6 meters will be good to you. I was always a big 6 meter fan. I usually had a horizontal loop, one of those metal squalo type thingies up, and almost always kept the radio on FM on 52.525 looking for openings. So I have a tri-band vertical. I think it's a V2000 with 6 meters on it. I have 6 meters on a couple of different radios. So, but good luck. Hope you have a good weekend, and nice hearing you again. An 8VXQ from W8RPM Mobile. See ya.
Yeah, this is NHXQ, and I am clear.
Okay, 8BYS, southbound, 75, coming into St. Ignatius.
I'm getting close to where I need to be, but should have you stop at Clyde's and get me a bison burger.
Yeah, except I gotta park across the road and then try to cross two.
Yeah, I get it. the struggle is real. I'm going to try to make it a point to get up to Nevis Island between Clyde's and what's the other one there? There's another one in the parking lot. And there's always antlers. So, anyway, I just thought I'd say hi. I'm getting close to where I got to be. W8RPM. Great signal, by the way. I'm wondering if you're on the 7-4 on the 1-1.
5-11. Yeah, I just wanted to holler out. I haven't heard much activity. I went up to by detour. But I have ran over to Clyde's before. It was quite a challenge to cross the road, and it was even in the winter. I think it was in the winter, yeah. Or it was late fall. It was a pain. But it was still nice. So, alright, well, take care. We'll catch you later. I got about 2.5 hour drive till I get stopped. So, K8DYS Mobile.
Well, it's better than driving in snow, and there's no rain here, although it looks like it could, like the sky could open at any moment. And it's been like that all the way from Charlevoix back towards home. All right, see ya. W8RPM. Stay awake.
Hey, Filler on route, W8RPM from W2P.
Hello, W8RPM.
Hey, Ron, I kind of have heard you listening there, so I was doing work stuff. Trying to navigate my way through some, setting up some shipping of some stuff to get returned. Figured I'd give you a holler, see how you're doing this afternoon. Of course, we're not up north at the moment, but I think in mid to the later next week, we'll be back up for a bit.
Yeah, we're supposed to be camping all week, and I get a couple things that kind of took precedent, a couple prior obligations, so I was back on Monday, now I'm back today. I got meetings tonight, and I'll be going back for tomorrow and Friday. We're coming home, so, and then the following weekend, we are meeting my daughter about halfway, but nothing too earth-shattering going on. I'm on the 1-9 from around home on high power just because I haven't moved yet. I'm assuming your back home Buffalo trip was good.
Yep, we're back home. Buffalo trip went well. It was a nice time with the PCR meet and greet. The weather was gorgeous. But, yeah, real nice time. And then Sunday, I wound up going to Delavan, New York, you know, south of the city. I had been building a new repeater for the 145-39 down there. John, K2XZ. He bought an SLR, what's it, 5700? I don't see yet. Had the current production, it's DMR or analog, but not the 100 watt, it's the 40 watter. He doesn't need the 100, for reasons. That one gets turned down to 20 to drive an external large amp. But I put that together with a GPS loader chassis, and he pulled eight receivers are on the thing. Had a huge footprint. Yeah, but got to put that in and press out the rack and have it turned out gorgeous. At the paltry low power of 174 watts out of the cans, it covers from south of Buffalo into Buffalo, into Rochester, across the southern tier, and down into Pennsylvania.
Hey, go home. That's pretty sweet. Something you said, I don't remember. There's some talk of changes coming here, not suitable for this medium, but we'll fill you in next time we chat elsewhere. Well, you missed the Midland swap. So did I. John Went said it was kind of small, kind of disappointing. You missed the Monroe swap, which apparently was pretty good. EEQ was there. Saw John for a while. John Skalski was there. I was camping. And I just can't justify the drive, you know. It's just not worth 6 hours of driving for that. Hey, I'm bailing for just a second. I'll be right back. W8RPM.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, we'll be here for a bit. WPPT.
Okay. Just checking the P.O. box.
Yeah, I'm just struggling with our stupid shipping system. I got to print some return labels for stuff, and what a hassle. So I needed six labels. Did the stuff, put the download and ship. Yeah, it disappeared. I mean, it didn't download anything. Should have pulled it as a multi-page PDF and downloaded it. Oh no, it did not. So I had to go back in, select all, do a reprint, and tell it to print, so then I could print it to a PDF. Sometimes our internal sites are terrible. But I've got them all downloaded. I can send those along now.
What a pain. Oh my goodness. It sounds terrific. So I do not a lot of shipping. Around Christmas, I do a fair amount of shipping, you know, with those holiday gift boxes that we do for charity. But the rest of the year, I really don't do much. But I use Shippo, you know, for our private groups. We have accounts, you know, we have a established account with Shippo, and they give you the options of choosing the carriers. You know, you can use FedEx or UPS or Postal or whoever you want, and it's all at a discount. The GUI is great. The billing is very user friendly. You can leave a credit card on file. You know, it's such a refreshing change from the kind of hassle that you're describing. The phone people, you know, the employer with the phones, they use FedEx and they administer it, and it's a little cumbersome. Because once they print a label, it's only good for so long. And then if it expires, it's a headache to get it back. And it's just, believe me, I can relate. But I just don't do it that often to really care. So, all right, I am where I need to be. Well, thanks for the yell. Next weekend, what's the date today? 24th. Yeah, this coming weekend I got a thing in Gaylord on Saturday, but I'm around town the following weekend. We're meeting the kids down Smith State for camping. So, but I'll be around between now and then. W2PUT from W8RPM. See ya.
Okay, Ron. Yeah, we'll be up just before the 40th. I think we're going to wind up traveling with the rest of the unwashed masses on the and byways of Michigan to get up there. They'll be at RPM. W2PT.
KE8FJW, monitoring.
Well, say good afternoon to you. Is that KE8FJW from W2PT?
Good afternoon. Oh, everything's going good up here. I hear you had a little shipping issues, so that's always fun. Other than that, got a whole lot going on. If you're going to call out there and say hi.
Yeah, our corporate website for shipping is a pain. It's a little more reliable than it used to be, but yeah, not great. Yeah, the company does our shipping through. You know, it's FedEx, but it's a Motorola internal website where the where we access that. You know, we're not going to the FedEx website. And it's a pain. You never know when you check the scheduled pickup box for them to pick it up at the house, whether it's actually going to work or not. I kind of gave up on that. You know, there are times it's far easier to have them, you know, make a pickup at the house, but I've had to argue with their customers many times to get them to actually come out and pick up the package. That I usually just say the heck with it and throw the package in the car and drive it up to Ann Arbor, because that's so much more convenient than having FedEx pick it up here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I usually just drop the boxes off for Motorola. At we got the pack and ship store, so I just drop them up there, and it goes down to Texas. So, but that's what we do. Hey, you sound just a little bit hot in the microphone. I don't know if it's the mic getting way too hot or what's going on. You're almost clipping my radio.
Anyway, I'll back off on it a little bit here. I'm on my 900 repeater here. The MCX 9250s do tend to be a little hot on the internal mic gain. It's one of those things where you turn it down a little, you wind up with it too cold versus. We're it's like there's not a happy medium on it. The MTX 9000, the Jedi series stuff isn't like that, but the 9250s do tend to they have that problem. All right, well, I'm gonna make signing noises here, and you gotta make sure that this is the appropriate number of packages that are being shipped. There's a chance there might be one straggler on a different label. We're sending some equipment back for credit for one of our customers. This is W2PT.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's kind of neat. Yeah, I think you're the only one 900 megs on this system. So, yeah. I thought about doing 900 meg. If one come available, then I might put one up. I don't know. So, other than that, it's definitely a warm day up here in the EUP. And even though it's even overcast, it's still a little bit too warm for me. So, I think I'll go find me another cold snack and see what else we've got going on. KE8FJW.
Yeah, I was going to ask you where you were at, and I know you're in the UP now. Oh, yeah, I've got the 900 repeater at the house here in Milan. I live in Milan, but we have a place up in Wapanakiak that we spend a lot of time at during the summer. I have a 900 repeater there. I'm running a Quantar here, but at our place up north, Paramobile's back. Well, it's running with the Raspberry Pi and on the ham VoIP. And then I have a 900 repeater in Westland, which ties into the Northville 443.1. It's got pretty good coverage of the Detroit metro area. 900's fun. I use it quite a bit. I also have a small, full duplex, 900 mobile repeater that rolls around with me in the Jeep with activity through the cellular hotspot. A pair of Max tracks with a Raspberry Pi, and then I got one of the cheap Chinese $99 dual band mobile interface as a second node number, so I can use that as a remote base from the 900. Or usually I'm running it as its own separate node, so I have two things going at the same time. All right, take care. We'll talk to you later. W2PUT.
Sounds good, sir. Yeah, you definitely got stuff going on. 73 for now. KEAFTW.
KFAGW testing clear. Thanks.
What is it that you're testing?
One of these little tiny full fangs that costs less than the antenna that's on top of it. I just wasn't sure how to get this to work right, and I did get it to work on the capacitor repeater. This is John in Boyne City.
All right. Well, I guess it depends on your definition of works right, but it sounds fine. Not quite full quieting, just a tiny, tiny, tiny touch of noise, but yeah, it cracks me up. The scanner people are even worse. The scanner people pay $90 for a rubber duck to put on top of a $500 or $600 P25 scanner radio, when a paper clip would work just as well. But you sound fine. I'm assuming you're on the 1.9.
Yeah, I'm all of about 6.5 miles down southeast of town.
And you're indoors?
Yeah, actually, this is my truck radio. This is my portable UV5R little thing. It cost me $23. I'm using the stock antenna while I'm sitting here in my radio shack next to my Kenwood 520 and my Daisu 150 RAS. So I do have other toys, but this is my disposable. I think if somebody rips one out of the truck, it's only $23.
Yep, I understand that logic, I really do. The problem, the problem with that is it's a $23 radio, And the transmitter's usually not the issue, at least in the newer ones. The issue is the receivers kind of suck, They're not terribly sensitive, they're not terribly selective. But, you get what you pay for, and if you manage your expectations, and they're reasonable, Now, the killer, and I speak from experience with this, and again, not so much the newer rigs, The original ones were far more problematic. But, they're just not meant to function on outdoor antennas, be it a mobile antenna or a base station antenna. And depending on where you are, 6 miles south of Petoskey, I wouldn't really call that a high RF environment. But you take that thing in the big city and it gets closer and closer to a paperweight every day. Anyway, I'm where I need to be. Just wanted to let you know signal was fine and your audio's beyond acceptable. You know, it sounds pretty good, actually. So, good luck in the contest, and we'll see you later. W8RPM, Sheboygan.
I'm back. You thought I lost you? Or
you may have, but I have arrived where I need to be, so I'm bailing anyway. 73 W8RPM.
73
Thanks.
Talk to you later.
Thanks. Bye. Man 8, MJL, Mobile, Mackinac Bridge.
SPW, Moran.
Hey, Shane, how's it going?
Hot and muggy up here. How about you?
Well, it's going good here. Just heading out of Sheboygan, heading back town. Heading back to town. Town being Traverse City. So, has it rained up there yet, or are you still waiting for that portion of the program?
I had about 10 drops while I was putting the cover on the grill, and that was it. It stopped, so now it's just muggy, humid. Up here visiting the mother-in-law, fixing stuff, putting things away, that kind of stuff.
Oh, there you go. That's good. I was working at the Sheriff's Department today doing all their radio PMs, and I'll be back there tomorrow and the next day, and then the day after that. Oh, and, yeah, the day after that, too. So, never ends. But it could be worse.
Oh, all right. Well, the bad thing about going to Traverse City is there is no good way to get there. It's just 2 hours of slow traffic, and all you got to do is get behind a tanker truck or an old man in a hat.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. And it's not easy to get around town either. It just sucks. So, but, you know, I make do with it anyway. I don't really have a choice.
Yeah, I know how that is. I don't have to go to Traverse City for a while. I do have to go to Petoskey a couple of times. And we got to run to Ann Arbor next month, too. Going to board the dogs this time. That'll be a first.
Yeah, boarding is, I think when I lived with my parents, I think we only did that a handful of times, maybe like two or three times, as we had to go out of town, and after the third time, we were like, yeah, we'll just have somebody dog sit instead, because they would always come back and just, you know, it always acts weird for a little while. So. But anyway. What's the trip for John and Arbor for?
Oh, it's her checkup for her transplant. This one's like 7 months. So they're, hopefully we can go to a year. Yeah, we don't have to go so often. We have to go for 4 days to
because they want blood work fresh. So we have to go the day before to get the blood work, which means we got to drive down the day before that, because the blood work has to be done at exactly noon, and before she takes her pills, which she takes every 12 hours. So they're checking for concentration levels of the anti-rejection drugs.
Understood there. Well, hopefully everything's going to be looking good there and stuff like that. I've got high hopes though. So that does kind of suck that you gotta go down there a little bit ahead of time. You gotta time all that right. Not exactly convenient, but can understand why.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's been pretty good.
The liver's 100%. The kidneys took it from all the previous liver's damage and stuff. So that's the one thing we're keeping an eye on. But we're seeing two different specialists. She's okay. She's quite a ways from having to do any kind of, what do? The people with bad kidneys, where they have to go in and get treatment three times a week. She don't need any of that. Her kidneys are doing pretty good. Just not like you and me. They want the number to be above 60, and hers are like upper 40s to upper 50s, somewhere in there. They'd like it 10 points higher for the estimated GFR. So anyhow, the older you get, the more you learn about all that stuff.
Yeah, I can't really help but notice that, unfortunately. I think what you're thinking about is dialysis, although I could be entirely wrong on that. I don't have anyone in my family that's had to do that yet. But I guess we'll find out. It only takes time, really. So I've made the turn on to 75 southbound from Riggsville Road. So, moving along here. I don't know if you heard the news, but I ended up getting a new job. I'm going to be doing strictly IT work at the beginning of July. Change of pace and significantly less hours.
Oh, well, congratulations on that. Is that with a different company?
Yeah, it's going to be with a local company. It's just a group of three guys, so a small company. And we'll see where it goes. I have a good feeling about this decision. I think it'll be a pretty good idea. And working a little bit different from, a larger corporation to, a group of three guys that are just trying to get stuff done.
Oh, roger that. Well, just be careful. Usually with a small company, it's feast or famine. So make sure you get your benefits, and if you got any pay increase, if you can, put more into your 401, because you don't know that Social Security is going to be there when you go to get it. Fortunately, I contributed quite a bit over the years. We're doing pretty good on that. Christy's now drawing it. off of mine. And so between mine and hers, we're very comfortable. And I got a small pension, too, from Ford. But I'll tell you, our Ford medical benefits, thank God for those. We have zero copay. And, you know, as you know, I'm brittle diabetic and on insulin. I got a pump and sensors. And I only pay $30 every 90 days for insulin. That's the only cost. Good insurance is nice.
Wow, sounds like you've got it made. Yeah, I've been contributing not a large amount, but just enough. And this new place, I'll definitely be able to contribute some more. I had health insurance through my parents, and through this place, and I'll have it in this place. So I'll even have holiday pay. It's can't believe I am saying that that's going to be a luxury item.
Well, you know, my son works at Radio North there in Traverse City. And they're looking for people, so if that job doesn't work out for you, they just got rid of two people for lack of performance. And my son is working a lot of overtime that he would rather not. So if you ever, where you're at, where you're going doesn't work out, I'll give you the info. In fact, he was at Oxcom. His company and him were one of the vendors at Oxcom.
Oh, yeah, good deal. Yeah, I'll keep it in mind. Yeah, I've got pretty high hopes for this gig, though. I was in the interview for about 5-10 minutes, and the guy asked me when I was starting. So, that made me feel a little bit more at ease.
All right, sir. I got to go help find something. You take care, and good luck to you. I'm sure you'll enjoy not having to be on the road so much. Or maybe not so far. But just think all the interesting places you've been. 73 K8STW listening on.
Sounds good, Sharon. Have a good one. I'm going to turn up some tunes here and enjoy the drive. And ADMH Mobile.
K8BCW. down better on the Muncinode. I'm up by the tower side. I'm going to pick up that package for Glenn.
What?
Oh, I didn't know if you saw that text or not.
No.
Okay, you're right on the edge, so are you headed back or headed out?
I'm on my way back right now. I'm on Sealy Road.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got some input for you, but I'll give you TX later.
Okay, that works for me.
I can't see the top of the tower. It goes into a cloud.
That's kind of how I feel going up and over these hills right now. I'm like going up into the cloud, and then I'm coming out.
Someone going 40. Seriously.
Alright, I'm about to drop down to Valley Road, so I'll be right back. Thank you, Mitch.
Alright. And ACN Mobile.
Short timers only at this point. If you were one of those, please come with your call sign and your name slowly, please. Nothing heard. Okay, we'll do general check-ins now. Please come with your call sign and your name slowly, please.
KV8, SCJ, Bob.
Alpha, Bob, O9, November, November, John and Beulah.
KV4R, Bill.
This is W8P, Larry.
Okay, so far we have KV8, SCJ, Bob, AB9NN, John, AA4R Bill, and WN8D Larry. Is there anyone else would like to join the net? Okay, we'll get her started then. As I said, this is W8REJ. Just checking my calendar here to see what's going on, and by golly, I have nothing coming up until Saturday, actually, which is the bar breakfast. And I will be there because I know there's a lot of people that will be doing the thing. Okay, just went brain dead. Doing the ham fest or ham. Well, you know what I mean. Anyway, so we're going to have the breakfast at the Platte River Inn, and regardless of how many show up, we would like to have you show up before you really get started with the national event. So, isn't that weird? I can't remember that. Okay. Anyway, Bob, KV8, SVJ, take it away. Stand by, John.
Yeah, good evening, Rob. Everybody else out there on the net tonight. This is KV8, SVJ. And Rob, I think you're looking for the term field day. And I will be out on field day. I'm going up with the Cherry Land group. We'll be up off M22 towards Sutton's Bay on Fort Road, F-O-R-T Road. There's some orchard, I forget the name of the orchard, but there will be signs out. If anybody wants to stop in, come on in. I will not be at breakfast because I will be going out Friday to set up. And I can take my camper out there and stay the whole weekend. Go out there and hang out with some other nerds. The nerd level will be very high out there this weekend. So if anybody wants to come out, come on out and join us. And again, if you need more information, just contact me. I'll see what I can do for you. KV8, SVJ. Back to you, Rob.
Field day. Yeah, I knew that. It was in the back of my brain, but it wouldn't come out through my mouth. Thanks anyway, Bob. That's great. Okay, AB9NN, John, and then standby Bill.
Okay, AB9NN. Good evening to everybody on the BarfNet tonight. Good to hear the check-ins. I have a question. I'm looking at my accumulated stuff in my ham shack, and I'm thinking about people that are hobbyists, that are electronic hobbyists that work with building electronic kits and that sort of thing, and might be able to use some of the parts of some of the things that I've got down in my shack. Two of the things that I've got were very, very cherished to me for a long time, but they've gone by the wayside and been just sitting on my shelf for quite a while. I have two Radio Shack Pro 2006 400-channel scanners. Both of them are in working order except for the keyboard. The keyboard does not work. Also, they are just analog scanners, so they can't get digital modes. And boy, in their day, they were just incredibly fantastic police scanners. and I've got them just sitting on my shelf, using them literally as bookends, and I'm wondering if anybody could use those for some of the electronics that are included in there. There's scanning circuitry, which is incredibly fast and very sensitive radio, and I'm reading on Google, and it says its desktop unit became the enthusiast's favorite thanks to its 400 channels, incredible sensitivity, and modification potential. So anyway, if anybody has any thoughts about what you or I could do with those, let me know. With that, back to Net Control from AB9NN, John and Dua.
Okay, John, very good. Yeah, we'll check and see here. I know Larry is big on building stuff, so maybe he can help you out. If not, there's always the ham fest. So. All right, Bill, AA4R, and then stand by, Larry. Okay, W8REJ in the net, AA4R. Well, everything's copacetic over here on Crystal Lake. I was on 6 meters this morning, and boy, there was an opening into Europe that was bigger than I had heard in a long time. I even heard Russia and Ukraine on 6 meters. I was not able to work them, but at least I heard them. And picked up a couple of new countries in Europe. That got me up to 69 now. One of these days, I'll make 100. Keep having these kind of openings on 6 meters, I'll get there. Oh, if you have a 6 meter antenna, this are set up, you might want to listen in the morning. You'll probably be back again tomorrow, I would imagine. The best time was between 9 and 11 a.m. About noon, everything starts fading out to Europe anyway. All right, back here, Rob, W8REJ, A4R.
All righty, Bill, yeah, 6 meters is something I haven't tried in a long time. I do have capabilities on my 7300. However, I'll have to make a dipole antenna or something to give it a shot here. I've got plenty of wire and stuff to make it, so we'll see if we can do something here. I'll string it up in the basement and try that, and if not, I'll take her outside and do that then. So do that then. I like that guy. My whole day has been like that. So, all right. Larry, WN8P, and then we'll do a standby.
Okay, Rob, W8REJ, and the group, this is W8P, Larry. Well, I'm still putting my 6 meter beam together. Right now, I'm working on getting an email together of all the information that my attorney of record with the VA needs, because the VA has said they're giving me nothing for the colon cancer and the leukemia and my boyhood friend, who is we got into AM radio together. He's WAAMOA. In Battle Creek. Anyway, I start to pass the time, if you want to call it that. I've been watching videos on. On YouTube. I've been watching these videos of porch pirates getting their due. These people, they put, the people keep calling it paint, but I don't think it's paint, it's slime of some sort, and they booby trap these foxes, and these porch pirates come up and they pick the box up, and they get halfway out to their vehicle and it goes off, or they might even be able to open the door to their vehicle and stuff the box in, and then it goes off. Or it might go off right as soon as they pick it up. I mean, and it's all kinds of people. I even saw a grandmother on one of them, but it's mostly middle-aged guys and middle-aged women. You know, they come up on the porch and they pick up the box and they get their due. I'll tell you. I don't know how they do it, but they booby trap it. W8REJ from W8P.
You got it there, Larry. I'll tell you, I've seen some of those, and some of them are hilarious. And then the people that are stealing boxes get all bent out of shape. So anyway, all right, this is the Barb Benzie Amateur Radio Friends Net. W8REJ here. If you would like to join the net before we go to the top for the second round, come now with your call sign and your name slowly, please.
88VXI, Mary.
Okay, very good, Mary. KDABXI, take it away for the first go-around here.
Good evening, all. This is Mary, KDABXI. Sorry I'm getting late to the radio, but hey, the last 2 weeks I couldn't be on because of the crazy weather. We've had quite a bit of rain this afternoon, so I didn't get out to do any yard work or work out in the woods, so had to work in the house. And I just happened to look at the clock. I was involved with a research project on family history, and I looked up and I saw that I was already 10 minutes late. So I will see who all is around on the second go-around, and I'll talk to everyone that plays again then. So back to you, Rob. This is Mary, KDAPXI.
Okay, Mary, very good. We'll get back to you on the second go-round here. And as I said before, we're at the bottom of the list the first time through. Anyone would like to join before we go to the top? Come now. Okay, back at the top. KB8SBJ, Bob, stand by John with no age.
Yeah, John with no age, no scanners. Yeah, it's hard to use those anymore. They're all analog. It's hard to find anything to scan with them. I used to be quite just scanning enthusiast back in the day, but nothing scanning. Even up here, digital trunking. Yeah, all the good stuff's all encrypted. All the police and fire's all encrypted. You might find the fire channel open, but it's all encrypted anymore, and it's hard to I got a $500 scanner that I just sitting there collecting dust. Maybe find somebody, just that certain guy or gal is looking for it, might be able to use it, but you have to keep looking for them. But then I'll let everybody go. Whoever's doing that rain dance, they can quit. Tomorrow's supposed to have a little chance of rain. Friday, cloudy. Saturday and Sunday is supposed to be nice for field day, so hope that happens. But other than that, this summer, man, let's get going with the summer. Back to you, Rob. KBA-SCJ.
Okay, Bob, very good. Yeah, well, hopefully you'll have a good field day up there. You might, I think what John is talking about is using those for parts, for other projects that you folks might have going on. I believe that's what he's trying to say. So. All righty. Let's see. John, AB9NN, and stand by Bill.
Roger. Yeah, good comment, Rob. Yeah, I was thinking that they've got a lot of good electronics in them, and Certainly not usable as a scanner any longer, but geez, got a lot of good components in there, computer chips and scanning circuitry and that sort of thing. So I thought somebody might be able to use them for some other project. Just a thought. Big deal. A couple of days ago, was able to get our old dehumidifier out of the basement, hauled it up the stairs, and got it out into the trunk of the car, and drove it up to our Jane's brother's house, Louise, where he's got a dumpster that we take our garbage to, and was able to hoist the dehumidifier out of the back of the car up into the dumpster and got it summarily taken care of. So one excess thing out of the basement, which we've got kind of a smaller size house for the amount of stuff that we've got. And boy, anytime we can get rid of something that's not working, that's a plus. But that got me thinking, because that dehumidifier had a really strong fan in there, and I thought, geez, that'd be nice for somebody to use that fan for something. But just threw it away, and thinking, well, I probably should start getting rid of those scanners too, but before I toss them, thought I'd put it out there and see if anybody would have electronic use for them. With that, back to Net Control from AB9, and then John and Beulah. Hope to see everybody on Saturday for the birth breakfast. Looking forward to that.
Okay, John, thanks a lot for checking in, and yeah, thanks for reiterating your reason for getting rid of them, and I agree. I think they'd have a lot of parts in there. However, the problem is there's not a lot of people building stuff anymore, unless I'm totally out of the loop and I don't know that they are. But, yeah, that, you know, almost 80, and I have things going around in my head here, so. Okay, well, let's see. Bill, AA4R, stand by Larry.
Okay, W8REJ in the group, AA4R. Well, Bob, have a good time at Field Day. Boy, I've spent a lot of days and evenings and nights at Field Days over the years. Always had a great time. Just getting too old to do it anymore. But have a good time and say hello to all the group up there. I admire them going and setting up. Sure do. Always was a great weekend for me anyway. All right. Well, I look forward to seeing everybody on Saturday also. And everybody have a good rest of the week. We'll see you Saturday. W8REJ, A4R.
All right, Bill. Yeah, I remember some of those great Field Days we had. But the problem is we're just so geriatric, we can't. It really tires us out where we have to take a nap just putting up an antenna. So there you go. Okay, Larry, WNAP, take it away. And where's the Field Day over your way coming up?
Okay, again, Rob, W8REJ, and the group. This is WNAP. Yeah, the West Michigan Repeater Association, which is actually out of Manistee, we are going to be in Arcadia. And so I will not be at the bar breakfast at 9, because we are going to gather at 10 o'clock to set up in Arcadia. And it's the only church in town. I don't even know what the denomination is, but we're going to set up across the street from the building, which I guess is their property. And anyway, we're gonna set up starting at 10 a.m.
And I was never into scanners, either analog or digital, and so would not be interested in a scanner at all. And let's see, there was something else, but I can't remember it now. It slips my mind. So 7-3, everybody. Hope everybody has a good weekend coming up. Yes, yes, be participating in field day at least through Saturday and into Saturday evening. But I will leave and go home, get a night's rest, and go to church on Sunday. We're going to have a special meeting on the 250th birthday, if you will, of the Declaration of Independence. We're going to go over the Declaration of Independence and, you know, what it all means. So, with that, 7-3, W8REJ from WNAP.
Very good, Larry. Yep. I'll probably run over to Arcadia for a few minutes and check it out sometime on Saturday. It won't be early because of the breakfast, but we'll sneak over there and find you. I know where the church is, so it's not hard to find, that's for sure. So, okay, Mary, KDA-BXI, take it away, and then we'll do a standby.
Thank you. This is Mary, KDA-BXI. Good to hear everyone. Don't really have a whole lot to add, except I do hope to make it on Saturday. So hopefully see everyone there. And sounds like everyone's doing well. So, yeah, everybody have a good week. And watch all the crazy traffic and travelers getting ready for the crazy cherry festival. With that, I'll hand it back to you, Rob, 73 off. This is Mary, KDA-BXI.
Very good, Mary. Yeah, Cherry Festival, I stay away from that place like it's got the plague. mostly, I don't do much, we don't go to Traverse City from Memorial Day to Labor Day. So, other than doctor's appointments, and that way I can sneak those in the back way and I don't have to mess with downtown at all. So, all right, this is the Bart Benzie Amateur Radio Friends Net. I am W8REJ Rob, and if you'd like to join before we close the net, please come now with your call sign and your name slowly, please. Charlie, name is Mike. Okay, you got stepped on, Mike. Come again. This is Whiskey 8. Victor, Papa, Charlie, name is Mike. Okay, got you, Mike. Anyone else?
N-A-J-T-G, Joe Gaylor.
Got you, Joe. Very good. Anyone else? Okay, Mike, W-A-V-P-C, take it away and stand by Joe.
I'd like to say good evening to everybody. We had a board meeting tonight with one of the local clubs, and I'm the president. Yeehaw. So, our field day is going to be down in Hazel Park, and since I got to be there, I can't go anywhere else, so I'll be there for a little while. I don't stay overnight like I used to. I'm not that young anymore. And as far as scanners go, I used to have a scanner in the living room and a scanner in the bedroom. And then they changed systems. And I bought a $500 scanner, and now you could probably do it with an SDR scanner or SDR receiver, so, and software. So, oh well, as technology gets better. So if anybody wants to buy a scanner, hi. Nothing much to say. I'll pass it back to that control, WAVPC.
Okay, very good, Mike. Yeah, I was a cop for many years, and I used to listen to four different frequencies, including the fire department. So, trust me, I don't want a scanner, and never had a scanner. So, okay, NHJT2, Joe, take it away.
W8REJ, this is NHJT2, Joe and Gaylor. Yeah, good evening, Rob. Everybody else is still hanging around on the net here. I was doing some work and heard the net going pretty good here in the background. And mainly, I guess I'm soliciting on here tonight two things. I didn't know if this net was picking up some traffic or not, but I have one for Traverse City. If anybody's interested, I'd be loving to pass it along and some making phone calls in here. And also, the Gaylord Alpena swap coming up September 26th. So if anybody knows anybody that needs table, I'm the guy. So get a hold of me and send me an email me and call nhjtq@arrl.net. Other than that, life is grand. It's been raining. And looks like we're going to get some more. And it's kind of cold. I might throw a log on the fire. Back to you, Rob, NHJTQ.
Okay, Joe, thank you very much for the info. And when did you say the Alpena swap meet is?
Okay, the Gaylord Alpena swap is September the 26th at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Gaylord.
Okay, I heard Alpena. I didn't hear Gaylord. Okay, very good. That's good to know. And well, we're at the bottom of the list the second time through. We're going to pause one more time to see if anybody would like to join the Barf Benzie Amateur Radio Friends Net before we call close. If so, come with your call and your name slowly.
AB9NN with an additional.
There, John.
Ah, Roger. Yeah, for the fellow that was talking about RTL-SDR radio dongles and using them as a scanner, boy, they sure do work. I use three of them, actually, at the same time. And the software that I use is called DSD Plus Fastlane. DSD Plus Fastlane. And it's $25 software for a lifetime license. And allows me to do scanning, and boy, it decodes all sorts of digital frequencies, everything from P25 to System Fusion to D-Star, you name it, and it can decode it, and as well as regular AM and FM, and that sort of thing. So it's really, really good software. What I do is I run three radio dongles, RTL-SDR dongles, all with their own USB leads into the USB ports on the computer. And then I run three instances of DSD Plus Fastlane, each out of its own folder, so that I've got three programs running all at the same time. And I do that so I can scan through three different lists of frequencies, so it scans three times as fast. And P25 soaks up one of them, and the other two are scanning through lists of frequencies. So gets me all the public service frequencies. I can listen to maritime, aircraft, passenger buses, all sorts of things. So with that, back to net control. Have a great day, everybody.
Okay, very good. Any comments on what John just said?
Yeah, can you, is it BSB or DSB, or can you do the phonetic alphabet?
Roger, yes. David, Sam, David with the mathematical plus sign, and then Fastlane, F-A-S-T. L-A-N-E, as in the fast lane on the highway. DSD Plus Fast Lane. QSL?
Okay, we got it, WAUPC.
Okay, Mike, anyone else have any comments or questions before we close? Okay, hey, I'd like to thank everybody who checked in this evening, and our net meets every Wednesday evening on this frequency or your repeater link at 8:30 p.m. And in addition to the net, we meet for the bar for breakfast the last Saturday of each month except December at the Platte River Inn in downtown Honor at 9 a.m. If you're new to the area and you walk in the front door, just go straight back and you'll see us back on the left side there. And Fred, get your radio out, because I know you're listening, and we'll expect you to check into this net one time. So, okay. All right, I'm going to return the repeater to normal operation now. The net is clear. W8REJ 73 all, and God bless everyone with an earshot of my voice. Good evening, all.
Okay, well, you have fun wherever you are. You have fun.
This is Kilo 7, Victor Foxtrot Zulu, on East Coast Reflector, Eric in Simpsonville, South Carolina. Just seeing if I'm making it in and wondering if I could get a quick audio signal check.
This is W5FBQ. Your audio is very good. Over.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it, sir. I didn't quite catch your call. I'm walking here at the moment, but I appreciate you. 7, Victor Foxtrot Zulu. I'll be monitoring on the side.
Node 48581 disconnected. Node 3 7 8 5 8 connected to node 55 4 7 5 1.
I don't know what you're doing, but it's not working.
This stupid Kinect system microphone.
Three,
how's that?
3 7 8 5.
Yeah, it works now.
8 disconnected. Node 3.
Percussive
three,
maintenance.
3 7.
No,
eight,
the net was going
five,
on. I was just pulling up the gas station,
two,
so I couldn't hop
node,
in, but I heard a
five,
gentleman on there talking
five,
about the SD
four,
Plus, and
seven,
I was
five,
wondering if he was still
nine,
around.
Roger, AB9NN is still here.
Yeah, AB9NN, NADCX. Just out of curiosity, have you dabbled with SDR trunk at all?
Roger, yeah, I've used it a little bit. Didn't like it as much and didn't think that it was quite as powerful as DST Plus Fastlane.
That's interesting. I find that really interesting because I use solely the SDR trunk because I find it way more feature rich than DSD Plus or some of the others. That's interesting. I was just curious.
Oh, okay, yeah. People that have gotten to use it seem to really like it quite a bit, and they're very much fans of it. I kind of got frustrated trying to get everything done that I wanted to get done with it, and I didn't find it quite as flexible. I mean, the last transmission didn't get any audio from it. Anyway, have a great night. AB9 and then mobile. I'll be clear for the night.
Yeah, sorry, I'm having some trouble here with a microphone, but my last was pretty much the same. So have a good evening, N8APX.
W2RON in the state of Vermont. I'm looking for a radio check. Anybody around for a quick radio check, please? W2RON, Whiskey 2, Romeo, Oscar, November. Listening for a radio check, please?